I'm Christine Dean, and very fortunate to have dropping by this afternoon some members of the New Power Generation. A couple of them were members with Prince, and then there's somebody new joining us as well. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So we have Morris Hayes here, who you've worked with Prince the longest of pretty much anybody, right, as far as musicians, yeah? And then we have Levi Caesar, who you were one of the original members of New Power Generation, is that right?
Yes, OG.
Oh, OG, yeah. And then Mackenzie, who is just a young pup, and
I like that.
You got a recent amazing opportunity to be the vocalist of New Power Generation. So
yes.
That must be a lot of fun.
It's a dream.
Nice. So we're excited to have you here, and the reason that you're here is because you're going to be performing at the Big Top Chautauqua, which is just down the road here from Duluth, on July 7th, and that's, what, a Saturday, right?
Indeed.
Indeed, yes.
Nice. And we're really excited to have the chance to have you in the studio just for a few minutes here and chat about the band and how it's been going and just some of the background of everything as well. Morris, as I mentioned, you worked with Prince for a very long time,
yeah. And
you got to do some pretty amazing things like the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 41, and you were his musical director for
yeah. Parts
of it. What does that entail? Like, what is that?
Well, I mean, really, it's a title I don't wear too heavily, because when you're working with Prince, he's really the music director. You know, just whenever he would step away. I mean, Levi was the music MD when I came through. In the beginning, you know, whenever Prince wasn't there, Levi was running the band. And so it's just like when he steps away, you kind of take over and just kind of, like, because the greatest thing about it is that all of these guys are such top shelf players. They don't really need a whole lot of direction. They just know what to do. So it's just, it's one of those type of things where you just need a point person. And I love my band because, I mean, everybody knows what their role and what they got to do, and they do it, you know.
Now, how many people are in the band now? Like, when you're at the Big Top, else is going to be there?
Yeah, it really depends on, like, how many guest singers we have a lot of times, but it's usually about 9 people in the band, you know, and then sometimes we'll have a horn section, sometimes we won't. So we just change the configuration, and I think it'll be about 9 people thereabouts when we do this show, about 8 or 9 all together, I think.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking about the dancing that will happen at this
show. Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be some dancing now.
There, you know, Prince has such a catalog. How on earth? And, you know, and NPG was part of that, you know, one
yeah. Slice
of it. But then there's a catalog before that, after that. So how do you decide what you're going to perform for these shows?
Well, you know,
it's tough.
Well, that's really hard, because Prince wrote so much great music, and then you have all the fans. You know, they want to hear certain tunes, but you also want to give them some other sides of Prince. So it's kind of difficult, but it's a good problem to have.
Right. Yeah.
And we enjoy it. We're like, oh, my God, there's so many hits here.
Yeah,
so we have fun with it all. But Morris, at the end of the day, has to make the call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it is Levi's point on. It's really about, you know, certain people expect, when it's Prince, they expect certain things. You know, everybody wants to hear Purple Rain, everybody wants to hear Kiss. It's like those things are just these stalwart type songs that you expect of anybody that's playing, that's doing a celebration of Prince music. Those are just big songs that people love, and so you can expect that. But then we do like to find some obscure tracks, and some, maybe you didn't hear him do it live, maybe you didn't hear it. So just to pull those out, and people go like, oh, yeah, well, that's one of my jams, you know.
Give me an example of that.
Well, like Pop Life. It's like
Pop
Life is a cool song that's like, toward the end there we played it a bit, but, you know, earlier on in my career, like for the most part of it, we never played it. And just to have him pull it out and just some of the other tracks that's in it. I mean, it's like, it's really cool, you know. And then you got some, you know, classic NPG cuts like Cream and, you know, Sexy MF and just things like, you know, that was like, you know, the hits of the NPG, you know. And there's so many deep things in that catalog. And so we'll be rotating songs and, you know, just putting different things in. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, but what we want to do is have a party atmosphere. And that's what we really geared the show, like, so everybody can dance and have a good time. And then some songs that, you know, that you go like, yeah, man, that was a great Bad Diamonds and Pearls. You know, it's a great great ballads and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
So you all got back together, I think, in 2017 to
That's
start
correct.
Doing shows again. And you worked with various guest vocalists. And then how did Mackenzie become part of the picture?
You know, it's crazy. We were, the manager, Jill Willis, and I were checking out some stuff on YouTube. And there's a bass player that Prince had worked with toward the end named Andrew Goucher. And he's, you know, a great bass player, played with Shaka and a gang of folks. And Goucher was out doing some tribute shows with the orchestra and some things like that. And we saw Mackenzie on this thing called Jam Card, which is this really dope thing in L.A. where it's like they have these jam sessions and they shoot it like, you know, 360 kind of thing. And we saw him on there performing, and it was really dope because he was just in a tight space but really just commanding the stage, you know, really getting it in. And I'm like, man, this cat is like, he's got it. He's hitting these songs. He's got presence. You know, he's got, you know, that appeal that you like to see in a front man. And so we just said, let's give him a call. Let's see what he's doing. And we reached out to him, and you know, and he came through. And you know, it was funny because when we had him come in, and you know, he sang "Nothing Compares to You," and you know, it's funny when you know he's singing, he's innocuous to what's going on behind him. But we all look at each other like, going, "The Hardware Hank."
giving the big thumbs up and a wink.
We give him the big Hardware Hank thumbs up. You know, it's like
I didn't see none of that.
It was great.
You didn't know about it.
My eyes were closed.
Well, and Mackenzie, I love your story because you didn't listen to a lot of Prince growing up because you mostly weren't allowed to listen to non-church music.
You would be beat if you was listening to non-church music.
But your parents kind of had their own stash of 45s, it sounds like.
Yeah, they had a record collection that was in the basement. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know what mm-hmm. 45s were. And I asked mm-hmm. my mom, I said, what is this? She said, those are records. You don't know what those are. But she still had a little portable player. So I was able to play the record.
You
so
figured out how to use
figured
it.
Figured out how to use it. The first song I played was actually, it wasn't a Prince song. It was Flashlight by Parliament. And that's
oh,
the first
nice.
Song I ever heard
nice.
That wasn't a church song.
Nice.
And I was just like, okay, whatever this box is, I'm keeping
I like this
I'm
device.
This box. And I took it into, well, we had a little walk-in closet in my room, and I took it into the closet, and I would just close the door and just listen. And there was a Prince record in there.
Did
so
you?
I find it very interesting that I wasn't allowed to listen to Prince, but my parents definitely listened to Prince.
That's kind of the way it goes. Did you ever get busted?
Yeah, because I started singing the songs as
oh.
I was learning them and started mimicking them.
Okay.
And I'm walking around singing mm-hmm. Papa Was a Rolling Stone by the Temptations, and my mm-hmm. mom's like, first off, you don't know what you're talking about. Second off,
right.
Where did you hear that? And then she said, you got those records in your room, don't you? And mm-hmm. I said, well, yes, I do.
At least they had really good taste.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And you know, I'm assuming that none of the you know, a little naughtier Prince stuff probably wasn't
no
there.
It was definitely just Purple Rain, which I mean, I guess you could say there's some naughty stuff on there.
And it's
yeah,
pull their parenting card if they'd right. had that when they tell you nothing. They got the old
right.
school.
That's
Prince.
True.
Like,
that's true. There's a couple tracks.
Lucy, you have
some
or something
explaining
like,
to
hold
do.
Hold on a second. Hold on. A second.
Yeah, what's going on here,
right.
folks? So you must have just been thrilled to get this call and get the chance because you ended up doing some shows with New Power Generation. This was at this this Super Bowl,
was,
which
yeah.
was it? This that was this year,
February.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, all of this has yeah. happened really fast. Yeah.
And so he did. That was kind of was that like that his
was,
audition?
That, yeah,
is
that was kind of like
okay.
We gonna throw him in the fire.
He, yep,
in the ice fire because it was
the
that's
ice
the
fire.
Coldest gig I ever did in my life.
I saw pictures and you're all in parkas.
Like, right.
Rain. It was like that. You know, it was crazy, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and you passed the audition, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think they liked me a little bit because they kept me around. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, initially when Jill reached out to me, I ignored it because I didn't think it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would I?
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just kind of, even when she, you know, I spoke to her on the phone, it was still just like, okay. But when I walked into the rehearsal space and I looked around and saw everybody, I was like, okay, this is real. And then it kind of all set. It still didn't really set in for me, even at the Super Bowl show, because it was so cold. But when we finally got to the Dakotas and we were doing those few shows there, it was just kind of like every night, just like looking around like, holy crap, like where am I at right now?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dream.
Amazing. Well, and, you know, since you're younger, I'm not sure how deep your knowledge of Prince's music was because you didn't grow up with it the same way that, well, you really, you know, not necessarily grew up with it, but are familiar with it, both of you. But I grew up with it. So I'm assuming that you kind of got to discover a whole lot of new stuff that maybe you weren't as familiar with.
Right. When I left home, that's when I began my secular studies, as I call them. And I started to get into all the greats that weren't gospel mm-hmm. musicians. Mm-hmm. But definitely being around these guys, I'm getting the haircuts that I never would have heard. And, mm-hmm. I, you know, the stories and just, you know, it's almost like I'm getting a glimpse of his perspective because they were around him for so long. So mm-hmm. hearing them play the music, especially the music that they played on, is, I mean, I don't know. It's like if I could take a CD and then insert myself inside that CD and watch and sit in the room when it was happening. It's mm-hmm. just that kind of feel to it.
Wow, really nice. And have you grown to have favorites to sing, like when you get to that point
absolutely.
In the show?
I feel like he has so much good music. I have favorites that I just like to dance to. Mm-hmm. Like certain songs I'm not singing along to because he did it perfect. Like I don't want to sing over them. I just want to listen. Then I have favorite songs to sing. The Cross is my favorite song.
Oh.
That's my favorite song of his. As hard as that is to say. But I don't know if I have a favorite one to sing because they're all fun.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ballads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I have ones that I'm scared to sing.
Really? Yeah.
Because he was such a master vocalist. So.
Yeah, but you do it. You tackle him?
I like challenges, so yeah.
Wonderful. So you're doing the Big Top show on July 7th. You've toured like around the world with
we've
this?
We just got back from Russia a couple weeks ago, maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, May, yeah.
How was that?
It was cool. This is my third trip to Russia. So okay. It's like, they get down, man.
Oh, they
so
were partying.
They were partying. So mm-hmm. it was very cool, you know. Moscow, you know, there's some historic cities in terms of, you know, St. Petersburg, Moscow, they have very, you know, art and all this really kind of thing. And the people really dug the music, so it was a lot of fun.
Wonderful. That's I love that that is such a universal language, that music is such a universal language, and Prince's music is so
absolutely.
Universal.
And that's something we say a lot, too. It's really music and mathematics are only a couple of things that are, like, universal, and that's music and math.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really something that we can go all over the world and just keep Prince's legacy going with all this incredible music that he left.
Mm-hmm. And you had worked with him. Had you worked with him on his last album, or the last album that was released before his death?
No, actually, one of the last records I worked on was one called Welcome to America.
Okay,
and,
okay.
That he like kind of let me co-produce, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with a young man named Josh that he worked with on the last records that
okay.
he was working on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. Such a pleasure to have you
thank
in
you
today.
For having us. This is cool up here on the Iron Range up here in Duluth. Cool.
They're admiring our CD, our shelves and shelves of CDs that you always see in our pictures here.
I love it. I just wanted to mention, if I could, if
yes.
you come to the show in Bayfield, that automatically means that you can come hang with us at the after party at the Wild Rice Resort.
At the Ooh. Wild Rice Resort. We're going to be the MBG hanging, signing autographs, kissing babies, and shaking hands, man.
All of it.
Nice, nice. Well, and you told me before we turned the mics on that this is your first time at the Big Top, so I think that's
going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of
party with us.
Will be very fun for all involved.
Yes.
Again, that is July 7th, Saturday, July 7th, New Power Generation happening at the Big Top. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.